Shalom, shalom, shalom. Happy Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah. So let's go ahead and get everybody going and let's get this started off correctly. I'm in my feelings today. So I'm just going to go ahead and just let that be known off the rip. Yes.
Talk about last night, who you with, why didn't you answer me? All of these questions, criticizing you, bring out the worst in me. The problem with you is that I can't get you off my mind.
Can't stop thinking about you. Testing, yes, yes, making sure we can hear me. Can you hear me? Did y'all hear that another hit?
Problem with you is that I can't think about.
You're not here right now.
The problem with me is you.
It's not me, it's you. You're the reason why I'm going crazy. Because you're not right here. You know, everybody got that one somebody that keeps them crazy out here. Wishing that they was right here next to you. Or maybe they are next to you and you just, you know, you still tripping. I don't know. But maybe you just need me to stop talking. Just let Sabrina, lovely voice, to sing to you. See, that's the part right there. You was right there next to me. You didn't even talk to me.
And I can't get you off my mind. And I think about you all the time.
Okay, okay, Sabrina. Okay, 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 Sabrina. We're gonna stop. I'm not in my full singing voice, so you know, I don't know. Everybody is not ready for the songbird of my generation. The songbird wasn't really ready. I didn't get my water. I don't have my water. I don't have no tea, man. I need to get a personal assistant. So if you want to be a personal assistant to the Ken's Corner Podcast, please hit me up. Please hit me up. But let me go ahead and introduce this podcast and get everything correctly introduced. Testing, testing, testing. 1-4-3. Testing, testing. 1-4-3. You are now tuned in to the Ken's Corner Podcast, and I am your host, Ken, and welcome to episode number 37 of the Ken's Corner Podcast. And like I said earlier, happy Hanukkah, starting off this Monday on a Hanukkah. Is it Hanukkah? Yes, Hanukkah. Yeah, I believe it's Hanukkah. Let me make sure. Yeah, it's Hanukkah. Hanukkah starts today. Yeah, it starts today. So happy Hanukkah. Shalom to all, to everybody who celebrates Hanukkah, to all my Jewish brothers and sisters out there. Hope you celebrate and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. And so, yeah, episode number 37. I'm so thankful to everyone who tunes in to each and every week. You could be doing anything else, but you chose to settle down and listen to me, and we get to start your work week off correctly. So what I continue to need you to do, to all my first time listeners and to all those that have been on this great journey with me, I want to thank you so much. I always need you to continue to subscribe wherever you listen. I'm on all major platforms, or all platforms, excuse me. I need you to subscribe. I need you to download. I need you to stream. And then when you stream, I need you to share. When you see the notifications, I need you to retweet. I need you to tell four people. Each time you hear this podcast, I need you to tell four people to listen. And then from there on, we just continue to let this community grow. And as we continue to grow, this movement is still growing steadily. Again, it's slow. I'm not going to lie, it's slow. I'm not going to sit here and say we're, you know, leaping by leaps and bounds or growing by leaps and bounds. But we are growing steadily. You can also reach me on all of my social networks. At Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Ken's Corner. So again, I'm looking for a personal assistant because I need water and I need tea and I need all those things so that my voice can sound proper and so that you can hear the songbird of your generation when I decide to sing along with Sabrina. because you needed to hear that note, and that note was not executed properly. And I apologize for that, because there's people out there that know I can sing. I mean, I can sing, and that wasn't a good representation of it. So I feel bad. I feel like I shortchanged my fans and my listenership. So I need to be back on my game, probably maybe the next podcast. I'm just going to bust a few notes. Ooh, yeah. It was almost there. And yeah. So if you want to be a personal assistant and help out the Ken's Corner podcast, you can reach me on all of my social media, Ken's Corner, or you can reach me on my website, which is www.kenscorner.co, and that's www.kenscorner.co. I am currently looking for an intern. It is unpaid. It is not a paid position at this current time. So let me just go ahead and say it right now. It is not a paid position at this current time. So just put it out there. So what's going on in the neighborhood that we can talk about on the corner? So you know what I'm going to start off with? The Browns. Freaking loss. And the thing about it, we controlled the game for 28 minutes, and then it's just all hell broke loose, and the MVP of the league, Mr. Lamar Jackson, just took over. And it's one thing to lose, and there's certain people that you want to lose to, and there's certain people that you don't want to lose to. I didn't want to lose to Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. I didn't want to lose to the Titans. I didn't want to lose. I didn't want to lose to the Steelers, to a depleted Steelers team. But honestly, it's just frustrating to watch this, the product that's being put on the field, man. And yeah, if Freddie Kitchens stays, I want to sit down and talk to John Dorsey. I just want to talk football with him and just educate me, because obviously I don't see the vision. I don't see the total vision and where the team is going. But yeah, we got our total asses handed to us, and it was a good. And the thing about it, we were still in the game. We was, still in the game, but. Yeah, we lost, and it was frustrating, and all playoff hopes are gone. So, thank God we have the Bengals, and we can hopefully put on a good performance and just a decent performance against the Bengals and end the season out strong by whooping the Bengals' ass, and then the season is over, and we can just start all over. And unfortunately, the cry of the Cleveland fan is as is every year. We'll get them next year. And that is a cry that we are sick and tired of saying every freaking year. Every year we're getting tired of saying maybe next year. We don't like it. Purple Haze 2. Killer Cam Cameron. Hot Fire. Man, Cam did his thing, man, and it's all I've been listening to all weekend, for real, until I got in my feelings today. That's all I've been listening to is Killer Cam, and, excuse me, again, that's why I need an intern, because I need water. Yeah, Killer Cam did his thing, and he did a great job, and I truly, truly love this project. Great beats. Yeah, he did his thing. Purple Haze 2. Yeah. I mean, what more can I say? Yeah. Loved it. And it's so good, I don't even know what to say. yeah, he just did a great thing. It was good to hear Max B doing his thing. He did it, back to back on the remix. I don't think it was a cut that I didn't like. Honestly, I don't think it was a cut I did not like on the whole album. And yeah, so great job, Cam. Great project. I'm gonna give it out of 5. Out of 5, I'm gonna get a real solid 4. and you really made a real hard push for album of 2019. You really made a hard push, and on my end of the year review, as everybody probably is going to do, I'm going to give some my takes on what, you know, albums that, you know, things that really stood out for the year for me. And that album really did it for me. So shout out to Killer Cam, man. Shout out. Great project. Killer Cam. Eddie Murphy, man, made his triumphant return to TV, to Saturday Night Live. I can't tell you the last time I watched. Well, yes, I can. The last time I watched Saturday Night Live is when David Chappelle was on there. And that was a pretty good episode, and I hadn't seen it since. And to see Eddie Murphy come on there, and then to have Dave Chappelle come out, to have Chris Rock come out, to have to have everybody come out there, it was just great. And the names are starting to slip me real quick, and I apologize, that cough really that trying to get my bearings straight. You know how you cough, sometimes you can cough or sneeze and it just throw everything off. But it was great, man. It was great. Eddie Murphy did a great job. And the thing is, from the Hoopla, sometimes you don't want to get overhype over things. And so I want to separate the hoop, you know, the excitement from the actual performance. And the performance was good. The only sketch that wasn't, like, funny, but it was funny, was the cake sketch. And he accidentally cussed and said shit. And, yeah, they quickly cut that. but yeah, it was good. Chris Rock didn't look too good, man. Chris Rock, I don't know if he was he's, you know, I don't know if they're making New Jack City 2. I don't know, but he looked like Pookie again. I know he's been divorced. I don't know what's going on with that, but yeah, Chris Rock don't look good, man, for real. So somebody check on Chris Rock, man, because he does not look good at all. He didn't look good. And I was concerned for him, man. But Lizzo did a good job. I know a lot of people been dogging Lizzo. She did a good job. She performed well on the you know, really good costumes and everything. And it was a sight to see people pole, you know people pole dancing on some candy canes. That was a different take on the Yuletide spirit. And so I know there'll be a lot of non-traditional African dancing going around with changing the poles to candy canes for that time of the year. I've never been to a strip club during Christmas, so maybe they do that. So, you know, that was just new to me. So that was interesting to see some elves doing pole tricks during a performance. So, yeah. So shout out to Lizzo. Again, I know a lot of people been dogging her, and I don't know that much about her to dog her. I wouldn't have had my ass out at the Lakers game. That's just me. I guess I'll, let me put that on my list to talk about later on. Let me write it down. Ass out. Yeah, I'll talk about that later in the podcast. Yeah, ass out. I don't think I have my ass out. All right, let me get into something a little bit more serious. I finally finished The Watchmen. And The Watchmen was it was great. Shout out to Regina King. Shout out to the whole cast. The Watchmen is a much watch, no pun intended. And it takes place around the Tulsa Massacre. As the premise, but it also is a parallel to the actual movie. Now, the movie within itself was a good movie, but the TV series in itself really tackles a lot of issues around white supremacy and the different avenues that it takes to that, the extent that white people went to, and the ideal of white supremacy to suppress black excellence. And the different nuances, really, well, first of all, the actual massacre in Tulsa. This was a self-sufficient black town in Tulsa. Klan members and different community members went, and this was an actual historical fact, and went and just, you know, massacred all these, you know, African Americans. And then from there, the story, you know, it parallels with the movie with Dr. Manhattan. But some of the things, some of my takeaways from it was, one, you know, different things as far as one of the things that was being used was media to control black people. And there was a scene in the movie where they were running tests, and they were showing how, you know, African, they had the black people were in their movie theater, and they all started attacking people. Well, the reason why they were attacking people, because the movie they were watching where you have a subliminal messages being broadcast to them, telling them to attack each other. And so that right there to me was just a I don't know if you want to call it satire or commentary on what some of the media that has been, you know, given to us as African Americans, as far as some of the imagery that we have, as far as, you know, some of the violence that is glorified. There's one thing to report, there's another thing to glorify, to accentuate, it's just two different things. And so that was one takeaway. Another takeaway that it talks about as far as the black sexuality, looking at the main character in the movie one of the main characters, which is Regina King's grandfather, who was the primary hero who really started the whole movement as far as the masked, one of the first mass heroes, and his, you know, his struggle with his sexuality. They also talked about how blacks are utilized as far as the being utilized to help with other issues, but when it's time to help with African American issues, how other communities don't come help with our issues. And that's, you know, a conversation that I recently just had with, you know, with my brother. And so it just really tackled so many issues. It talked about how communities come together and just, you know, purposely infiltrate, you know, the system. You know, right now, we're not dealing with the Klan anymore. I mean, I'm not gonna say we're not dealing with the Klan. The Klan doesn't openly wear its robes anymore. They wear judges' robes. They wear doctors' gowns. They wear police uniforms. They wear, you know, their teachers, their lawyers, their everything. And so this movie, this series tackled all of those things. It tackled love. It tackled the story of creation and the Bible. Like, this really touched on a lot of issues. So this TV series was great, and hopefully it gets picked up for season two. I'm really looking forward to it. Regina King is just a phenomenal actress. I love her. I love her. She's one of my celebrity crushes. So hopefully I get a chance to meet her, just to shake her hand, give her a hug, just to let her know, hey, how much I appreciate her work and everything like that. So now this time I want to get into. So let me just set the tone, because I got a lot on my. I got a few things on my mind. I got a couple things on my mind. So let me go ahead and segue right now.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. You.
All right. There's some things that I would like to address on my platform and utilize my platform to talk about this. The first thing I want to talk about is this documentary, and it's called Don't Fuck With Cats. And the documentary itself is a good documentary. So I want to start off by saying that it's a good documentary. But my challenge with the documentary is the fact that, so spoiler alert, It's about a killer who is about a guy who killed somebody. But the challenge that I have with the whole thing was that this whole thing started is because this guy posted about killing cats. And the outrage that started over the internet because this dude killed cats. Now, I have cats. I have two cats. I have two cats, two dogs, and a fish. I love animals. Don't get me wrong. So PETA don't come after me. I don't believe that you should abuse animals. However, you know, I wasn't one of those people who felt that Michael Vick should have went to jail. I just keep things in proportion. All right. With all that being said, I was disgusted with the overall outrage that these people had and the extent that they went to try to catch this person over some cats. Now, the end of it is that he ended up that he wanted to kill people. So, you know, one could argue like, okay, well, how can you say that when he ultimately wanted to kill people? And I can understand that to a certain extent. But with this, you know, it starts off with this woman who could not look at a video of cats being killed, but instead could look at videos of other stuff. Like, to me, it's not properly proportioned. Like, the outrage, they have a whole community, they have these this whole ink crew, these quote-unquote tough biker dudes who go out and rescue animals, and they got involved with this case to the point where, in my personal belief in watching this documentary, they were complicit in cyberbullying the wrong person, and this dude ended up committing suicide. It was the wrong person, and this person ended up committing suicide. Now, although this person was, you know, had depression, and he was trolling, saying that yeah, he was killing cats, but they bombarded him with a barrage of insults and saying how they were going to come kill him and all this other stuff, and that this dude ended up committing suicide, and it wasn't even the person. So in my opinion, they were complicit in this person committing suicide. But all of this is over some cats getting killed, these kittens being killed. And again, I'm not an advocate of harming animals. Again, I'm not an advocate of that. But if it had, I don't know. Maybe because I don't join them type of community. So let me not make these broad brush statements. But I don't know if I just see those type of outrage with other things, you know, one of the premises that, you know, one of the zero rules is on the internet is you don't fuck with cats. That was like, because the name of the movie, Don't Fuck With Cats. So I do, you know, it's on Netflix. I do recommend that you see it. But for me, it was disturbing from the standpoint of the extent of the investigation that this group of people went through, and it all centered around this dude killing cats. Now, he did end up killing somebody, so again, it's hard for me to say they shouldn't have did anything, but yeah. And I love my cats, don't get me wrong. I love my cats. I would never do anything to my cats. I would never harm my cats. I wouldn't want anybody to harm my cats. But I don't know if I'm going to start a whole Facebook group over somebody killing cats. That's just me. But tell me what you think. My next thing that's really been on my heart heavy for a while, and it really came to a head this past week. And I know it's a lot of other things in the news. I mean, before I go to a couple of things. First, you know, I don't. Okay, the impeachment, yeah, it's happening. Yeah, okay. President, the person who occupies the office of the presidency currently, Trump, has been impeached. That is in the House. It still has to go to Congress. So he has not been removed. Unfortunately, because of the miseducation You know, some people dang on near want to take off work because he was impeached. No, he hasn't been removed yet. He just, the articles of impeachment have happened, and he has been the third president in history to have been, you know, that's been impeached. But until he goes to Congress and the vote happens, he is still the president of the United States. So you still have to go to work on Monday and the rest of the week. It's not a holiday. You don't have to cook out or anything like that. It is still a lot more complicated than what you think. But I think that, yeah, so I didn't want to spend a lot of time on that. The whole Lizzo thing about her having her ass out, this is going to be a very unpopular opinion. There's a segment of people, and this is all subjective. All things are not equal. Contrary to what people want to believe, all things are not equal. And what I mean by that is, no, two things. One, you ain't supposed to have your ass out like that in public. You know, that is not a social norm that you would want to do, especially sitting on a public seat. The second thing, size matters. I'm sorry. It matters in certain arenas. And fair or not, it is what it is. I am a big guy. All right. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'2", 3 plus. And there, you wouldn't want to see me in certain type of clothing. There's just certain things I don't look well in. And I'm okay with saying that. Now, there may be some ladies who may like to see me in certain things. And there is there's a percentage, there's a community. And if so, hey, hit me up, baby girl, hit me up. But for the majority, I don't think that you wouldn't want to see me in certain things. And what was funny to me was, you know, people posted on social media, like, what's the difference between her and Rihanna? Yeah, Rihanna's is shapely. She has a nice shape. But that's subjective. That is subjective. Top of there is no difference. There's a difference, and we just got to say it. It's okay. It don't make me body. I'm not body shaming. Yes, I like thicker girls than thin girls, but I don't like overly thick girls. That's just not attractive to me. But that doesn't mean that's not attractive to somebody else. So going back to when she was on Saturday Night Live, the first outfit that she had on was a nice outfit that I believe that complemented her shape. But then the second outfit that she had on, where she had to sheer back and she had her, you know, butt out, that wasn't attractive to me. I'm sorry. But if, let's just say, Rihanna had that on, that would have been attractive to me. But again, I like my girls women a little bit thicker than Rihanna. But Rihanna has a nicer shape than Lizzo, and that's my opinion. And that don't make me a bad person. I'm sorry. That's just like if you saw me in a Speedo versus Israa Elba, you wouldn't want to see me in a Speedo versus Israa Elba, and that's okay. That's okay. All right, you wouldn't want to see, you probably want to see me in a Speedo and not John Legend. You know what I'm saying? Or you probably want to see me versus Dave East. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? I look better than Dave East. Shout out to Dave East. But I'm just saying, man, there's just certain things that certain people like other than that. And it's not body shaming. It's not those type of things. But we got to kind of get off, you know, Lizzo. I think we all got to admit she was doing too much that night. Regardless, she was just doing too much. And we just got to say it with our chest. All right. Now that I got that out of the way. But the thing that I really wanted to talk about that, and I wasn't smacking my teeth. I was, I was clearing my throat because I still needed that water. So the thing that I really wanted to that was really on my heart is the premise of how we dismiss one another. And this is really in the African-American community, but in general, but I'm really going to speak, I'm primarily speaking to the African-American community, but this is transferable to all communities. And this conversation stemmed from this thought I've been having for a while. However, it was really amplified from a conversation that I had with my brother just recently. And one of the things that, and again, I'm using these names, which I will admit is not right, but I'm going to say it. The overly Christian people and the Hoteps. All right. These two communities in the African American, the super holy rollers, church folks, and the Hoteps, the super woke folks. These two communities are the two communities that currently, in my estimation, are not very happy people at all. And the reason why I say that is that they are very paranoid and they don't trust people and they discard their own. And one of the things that I've noticed, my brother and I were talking about a conversation, and he was talking about, you know, this particular person that he was listening to and how they were celebrating Tom Joyner leaving the air. And for me, I didn't understand the celebration of, you know, somebody leaving the air. So this person made their points, and the premise and their thesis of their argument I felt was weak. And the reason why is because they started out just calling them names. And to me, entering in an intellectual conversation, just spewing all types of epithets and calling people names, to me, you know, that's a street type of conversation. So that threw me off. And so then the second thing was, you know, one of his main points was, tell me what was Tom Joyner's wins. And so I told my brother, I said, well, he used his, you know, he leveraged his name, his celebrity, to raise money for HBCUs. Now, in my opinion, I'm a person who's pro HBCU, I consider that a win. But if somebody else doesn't consider that a win, in Tom Joyner's book, that's a win. So my brother and I were going back and forth with that. But my point was, you know, my brother was talking about this particular person. So I hang up the phone and I start researching this person. And so a long story made short, this person has a bunch of video, YouTube videos, and he has a Facebook group. But over 75%, now he's talking about white supremacy and, you know, going against white supremacy. But at least the way he had publicized, just, you know, again, I didn't click. Now, I'll admit, I did not click on any, you know, any more of the videos. But just like, you know, videos show pictures and, you know, headlines, 75 to 80% of the videos was dogging black people. I said to myself, so how is it that you fighting white supremacy, but you consistently dogging us? I don't understand that. And so I parallel that with, you know, church people and, you know, people, you know, different pastors that's always talking about, you know, watch out for this person and, you know, be careful who you align yourself with and be careful who you stand next with and be careful who you talk to and be careful, you know, who you like on Facebook and be careful who you follow on Instagram and be careful who you follow on Twitter and just be careful, be careful, be careful and be careful who you eat with and you know, separate yourself from the world, you know. And I'm like, wait a minute, Jesus didn't do that. So you telling us to do something that Jesus didn't do? How is it that Jesus didn't separate himself? Jesus was with the people. Now, again, Jesus didn't act like the world. See, you know, again, read the Bible, look at his life. And so the thing that I wanted to, you know, part of my, this is my, you know, my, this episode is called I'm Airing My Grievances, is that I want us to get to being aware of different things. I don't want us discarding one another, just throwing each other away. Now, there are times that we may not get along. There are times, and it was a brother from the nation, and please forgive me, he was initially on Joe Budden, and then he was on the Breakfast Club, and please forgive me, but he was a brother from the nation, but he made a point. It's a difference between uniformity and unity. And we don't all have to be uniform, but we all have to have a common goal. And if the common goal is you for our people, or you fighting for what's right, I'm with you. I'm with you. You can be a homosexual. And do you know how many homosexuals fought for African American, for the struggle? Do you know how many people from the church carried guns that protected Dr. Martin Luther King? Do you know how many people from the underworld funded the movement Dr. Martin Luther King really did not want to be nonviolent. That wasn't really his call. If people really knew the history. But it took a whole, it takes different viewpoints. It takes different vanity. It takes so many different views. And at the end of the day, people make decisions in the moment. People make decisions. Yes, people plan. People do different things. But people make decisions in the moment. And some people just make the best decisions they can make in the time that they can make them. But we got to stop throwing people away. Now, if you're the type of person that if you're going through something and you keep pushing people away, don't be surprised when you look up and they're gone. But I'm just not going to throw you away just because we disagree. And we just got to be careful, man. We just got to be so careful. We got to be careful with one another. You got to be careful on how we treat one another. Because this thing called love is really important, man. The more I'm learning with this podcast, and in my end of the year, man, I'm going to get really, really personal, because I want to just let a lot of things out that only a few people know. But I have to tell this part of my story so that I can unpack it, and we're going to unpack it together. But it's going to be very personal. And I'm not going to lie, I'm scared, I'm nervous, but I'm building up to it. But one of the things the prelude I want to set is that we can't throw people away. That's the thing I want to do. We cannot throw people away. We have to be careful in the language that we use. We have to be, but more importantly, we have to be careful in the actions that we take. If you're going through something, I'm allowing you your space, your time, and all those things. But be very careful of the actions that you take. Be very careful about the words that you use. More people are for you than you think. And surround yourself around with like-minded people that help you that will help you get you where you need to be. But all this paranoia, not trusting people. I was talking to my brother today, to one of my brothers today in church, and I was like, if we constantly gotta monitor who we with, then dang, if I gotta constantly monitor who I'm around, man, what kind of life is that? That if I gotta constantly monitor, that's you mess around and get PTSD doing that, man. You constantly gotta look over your shoulder. You constantly gotta do this. You constantly. Oh man, I'm not trying to live my life like that. Not I. Man, there's too much life to live, man. I don't live a good life, and I have a lot more life to live, and I want to live it as peaceful and as harmonious and as fun as I can, man. Because as my grandma say, trouble's gonna come. But man, oh man. So that's my thing, and I aired out my grievances. Feel a little better. So thank you so much, man. Again, happy Hanukkah to those, who are going to be celebrating Christmas. Merry Christmas. I celebrate Christmas. So this is what the menu is going to look like, because a brother can cook. I can cook my ass off. So, yeah. Have my own catering company also. Good Catering. Hey. I'm licensed all throughout Ohio, just in Ohio. So if you need a caterer in Ohio, just hit me up. But what I'm doing a smoked jerk turkey. We're doing a Caribbean Christmas. So I'm doing a smoked jerk turkey. I'm doing Jamaican beef patties. I'm doing oxtails, greens, macaroni and cheese, dirty rice. I'm doing bean pie, sweet potato pie. The family recipe, which is a butterball called butterball cookies. Kids doing sugar cookies. There's cream cheese, not cream cheese, but like a, what you call those? cake, some type of raspberry cream cake cookies. I don't know. Yeah, some type of cream cake cookies. I don't know. Some type of cake cookies. I don't know. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they're doing them. And then caramel cake. Cream cheese cookies. That's it. Raspberry cream, white chocolate raspberry cream cheese cookies. Yeah, that's what it is. And then, yeah, and some cake. And then we're going to watch some basketball games and open up presents and just, you know, just enjoy each other, man. Just enjoy my family. That's what I worked hard for. That's what I prayed for. So I just want to enjoy my family. We had a family meeting. I said, look, I just want this house to be filled with laughter, 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 laughter. That's what I need. I really, truly need this. So from my family to yours, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. We're going to start Kwanzaa off right. And I love you. I love you. I love you. Again, thank you for joining me on episode number 37 of the Ken's Corner podcast. Again, excuse me, you can reach me on all major platforms, stream, download, support me, continue to support me throughout this journey. May God continue to bless you. You can reach me. Please reach out to me. Please say something to me on my website at www.kenscorner.co. That's www.kenscorner.co. On all my social media platforms, you can reach me at Ken's Corner on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So as always, I love, I trust, I respect you. This is Ken's Corner. Peace out. Merry Christmas.